this miracle has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with John. But this miracle is by the power of God and by our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm happy to report this morning that Peter and John were not about to fall into the trap of letting their newfound anointing go to their heads. Thank you, Jesus. They were not about to allow the people make them have a grandiose sense of self-importance. And so they were determined that they would take the spotlight off of themselves and put the spotlight on Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says. No, brothers and sisters, it's not about us. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong, it is in Jesus' name and the faith that comes through knowing Jesus that this brother has been healed. And so the disciples countered the equal and opposite carnal reaction with another spiritual reaction. They resisted pandering to the crowd. They refused to let their egos get out of hand. And they declare, all of this has everything to do with Jesus Christ. And so I just want to remind someone that when after the spirit moves, it is so easy for the spirit of arrogance and pride to cause an equal and opposite reaction. And because you know that that is possible, those of you who are filled with the spirit, those of you who are anointed in music or in dance or whatever, you must remember that you must overpower the reaction to exalt self by establishing in your own minds and in the minds of others that anything I do under the name and under the authority of Jesus Christ. Anything I do under the permission of Jesus Christ. In order to be free in the spirit, I've come to tell you, we must be free of ego. And we must be free of self. Somebody say self. I found out that some of the most anointed are often the most arrogant. Help me today. Some who can preach, teach, and pray with power will become so impressed with themselves that they feel entitled to go their own way. But from my understanding, the more you are used, the more aware you must be of your utter helplessness and your utter dependence on Jesus Christ. The more anointed you are, the more humble, the more unassuming, and the more obedient you should feel obligated to be. Do I have any anointed folk in here who will stand up and declare, I might be anointed. The Lord may use me. I may be filled with the Spirit, but I do not boast in myself. I do not boast of the anointing that is on my life. I believe like Paul, let him or her who boast in the Lord Jesus. I've got to keep God on the throne, because without God, one thing that the devil will do to counter a move of the spirit is make the spirit filled and the anointed fall into the trap of ego and inflated opinion of self. So I need every anointed singer to stand up right now. I need every anointed dancer and preacher to stand up right now. I need every spirit-filled believer in the pew to stand up right now. And I want you to put your hands together and begin to thank God for who you are in Christ. And tell yourself, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. And I thank God that in spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my flesh, He still sends the anointing in my life. And I am going to be free today of the spirit of ego, of the spirit of self, the spirit of arrogance. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be free of ego. If you want to be free of self. Be free of thinking it's only you, that you are doing me a favor. Trap, tell somebody it's a trap, it's a trap. And I've come to tell you that another trap that the enemy sets is the trap of fear. Look at what the Bible says. The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. Listen, they were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming Jesus' resurrection of the dead. And this is what happened. They seized Peter and they seized John. And because it was evening, they put them in jail. I have found out that the folk in the world, and even some in the church, it's a whole lot who are intimidated by those who belong to God. And because of their intimidation, they will in turn seek to intimidate and control you. Preach, Reverend Elaine. The Holy Spirit, when it moves in your life, your anointing, your power will provoke others to anger and jealousy and to actions designed to block the manifestation of God's power in your life. Whenever the Spirit brings a powerful anointing, there will always be other spirits who will have a need to harness you, stop you, and reduce your status to the status of an imposter. And they will be deliberate and intentional in their efforts to prove just how human you are. They will have a need to prove that you are manageable and easily manipulated. Oh, but saints, we've got to remember that God gives every born again believer the ability to live in a new realm in Jesus Christ. And we do not have to apologize for any of our power, nor do we have to be scared of those who are scared of us.